Every Thursday at this time, we turn the spotlight on Mr. Whitney. He's the sports editor of the Argus Leader. We want to find out what's on his mind, and we call this Stu's Views.
All right. Thank you, Craig and Chris, with a state track meet ready to kick off. It seems like we should be staying on the subject of track and field, which we shall for Stu's Views this week. Taking you back in time, the 1969 state track meet in Rapid City was notable in a lot of ways, with a series of stellar individual feats and a third straight team title for the Lincoln boys, who were forging a dynasty under Rich Greeno. But 45 years later, the effort that stands out was an eye-popping discus throw by Aberdeen Central multi-sport star George Amundsen, who reeled off a toss of 211 feet 4 inches to set a mark that may never be broken, although Jack Lemke of Roosevelt will certainly give it a go this weekend. Here's a quote from Dean Mann. When they announced it, everyone's reaction was like, is this real? Dean Mann was a Washington assistant coach at the time. Could a schoolboy really throw it that far?
Did they measure it when it stopped rolling, or did they actually measure it where it hit the ground?
We'll get to that, Craig. Maybe folks should have expected big things from Amundsen, a 6'2", 200-pound force of nature who played tailback and quarterback at Iowa State before being drafted in the first round by the NFL's Houston Oilers. On the first day of the 69 track meet, the senior set an all-time South Dakota mark on the shot put with an effort of 62 feet 1 inch. That still ranked 7th 4 decades later. But the real drama arrived Saturday, when Amundsen put on a show in the discus area on the hill next to O'Hara Stadium. The event was originally slated for a local junior high school, wrote Argus Leader sports editor John Egan, who covered the meet. But the move would have had them delivering into a strong breeze, so the event was transferred back to O'Hara, where George found the wind current to his liking, Egan reported. A meet official was quoted as saying that Amundsen uncorked a half dozen throws over 200 feet, including one during warm-ups that must have been 230 feet.
No!
That is according to a meet official. But the one that sent a buzz through the stadium came during competition, what Egan described as an almost-into-orbit toss of 211-4. At that time, the longest discus heave in high school sports history. It took more than an hour to certify the exact distance, mainly because meet officials struggled to find a measuring tape longer than 200 feet.
I remember that now, hearing that story.
They were not prepared.
They didn't have a tape longer than 200 feet.
Amundsen's throw smashed the state record of 197.5 set by Gary Schwartz of Western Springs in 1962. The closest anyone has come since was Jason Long of Harding County, before Lemke, was Jason Long of Harding County, whose 1993 effort of 191.8 ranked 2nd at the time. On a national level, though, Amundsen's fabled heave was never officially recognized, because later surveying showed an uneven terrain. It still stands atop the South Dakota listings, often hailed as an untouchable record, along with the 800 and 1600 clockings of former Lincoln standout Jim Reinhart. Amundsen, who lives in Texas, went on to Iowa State, where football coach Johnny Majors called him the finest athlete I've ever coached. Now, I've got a few others for you that I would consider untouchable or nearly untouchable South Dakota records.
Is one of those one that was also set in 1969? Because there's two records left from 1969 that have never been broken. You mentioned Amundsen.
I do not have one from 1969.
1969, the 110-meter hurdles. Mark Larscheid appear. But I think that's going to get broken this weekend. But go ahead.
I would not consider that untouchable, but that certainly is a notable record. I'm going to go to boys 400-meter dash. Larry Miller, 47.8, 1982. A native of Antigua, who was raised by missionaries and attended Freeman Academy, Miller made history during a preliminary heat of the 1982 Class B state meet in Brandon. Miller's plan was to run alongside Cologne standout Brad Vaughn and stave strength for the rest of the day, but his legs didn't listen. By the time we hit that first 100 meters, I was already ahead of him, Miller said. When I reached the 250-meter mark, I heard the crowd going crazy, so I thought he was catching up to me. When I got done, I turned expecting to see runners behind me, but they were 50 meters behind me. In what many considered a meaningless heat, he had broken his own all-time state record with an effort that would stand for at least 30 years. The closest challenger was former Lincoln sprinter Saif Jassim, who clocked 47.9 in 2005.
I remember that.
He went for it, I believe, at the Hollywood Relays and kind of ran out of gas because he was clearly going for the record. Girls 800-meter run. Kay Stormo of Watertown, 2079 in 1978. The Watertown standout left her mark on South Dakota history before moving on to the University of Iowa, where she was a three-time Big Ten champion. Stormo's shiny moment came in the wake of Watertown's state title when she competed at the AAU Junior Olympic meet in Aberdeen. I was in the middle of my spaghetti dinner when Coach Marv Sherrill said, "You're only running two or three events this meet. Why don't you really go after the 800, recalls Stormo. A girl from Canada ran a 64 first quarter, and I was right with her. It was kind of relaxing through it. I usually tried to blow out the third 200 meters, so that's when I took off. I think I ended up winning by 40 or 50 yards. Despite the state's strong girls' track tradition, no one has come within 3 seconds of that effort."
I'm going to tell you, that one could get broken this weekend. I really do. I believe that that one will be busted this weekend by an eighth grader out of Custer, Tori Glazier.
That is a very bold statement.
I'm saying it's going to get busted this weekend. She's already beaten the state record during the season. Can she do it again? That'll be key. I think the weather will play a major part of that, because 800-meter runners don't like it when it's hot.
What is her top time then?
2:15.
Okay, well, this is 2:07. This is 2:07.9.
You know what? I'm looking at the Class B record. So this would be the gold medal record.
I think you're looking at the state. Yeah,
that's
you're looking
right.
at the state meet
okay.
record.
Okay, I got you. I'm with you.
Okay. Girls district.
I'm going to retract that statement that I just made. She will not break
that's
the
a common mistake. People mistake all-time state records with state meet record. Girls discus, Karen McDonald from Pierre, 163 feet in 1979. The former Pierre standout, who competed collegially at Oregon and Tennessee, is the only South Dakota girl to reach the 160-foot mark. Susan Sherman of Roosevelt and Sarah Stevens of Hot Springs each had visions of challenging the longstanding record. Big McDonald's place in history stood firm. Now, Michaela Mayer from Washington could make a run at the shot put record. But discus, I believe, will stand just like these other hallowed records in South Dakota history. And that is Stu's Views.
Wow.
For Thursday,
Very
May
good.
29th, 2014.
Very good.